Hey everyone, this is Stelly FD.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to run experiments, how to experiment.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
In a more general theme. Why do we want to talk about this, Heaton?
Yeah. This is like the topic. And we might have multiple episodes on it, in my opinion. But basically, I think the reason we're talking about this is that you and I were talking right before. And we were just talking about experimentation and how you can do it in a business. You can do it in life. And there's just things that people don't think you can experiment with that you probably actually can if you just change your mindset about it. So I'm going to just start by throwing out kind of one idea, and I'm sure you'll have a lot to say about it. I would say that in my experience, people don't necessarily understand or know how to do experimentation when they're thinking about their sales process. And I'm not just trying to tee an easy one up for you, but I really want to hear what you think about this.
Yeah, it's a good one. By the way, let me start by saying I love the word experiment, right? That word triggers a lot of associations and a way of thinking that's just beautiful, right? It's open, it's curious, it's investigative. It's like it is tied to both an idea or hypothesis and some action we're going to take to generate some results to learn more. It's about learning. There's so many positive things around it that I just love it. And whenever in life you incorporate the word, let's do an experiment on something, usually good things will come out of it versus when you're just deciding that this will work or not and you're going to do it or not or something else. So I just love the word experiment, and experiments in general is such a beautiful way to approach things. But anyways, putting that aside, sales, yeah, I mean, that's a good one because usually, well, when we talk about experiments, I think in the business world, most people today, because of lean startup and many other things in that area, customer development, they think of MVPs and building a first version of a product or a mock-up or running tests that are like, we're going to spend some money and drive some traffic to a landing page and then have version A and version B and see what works better. Those are kind of the common experiments a lot of times that in the startup community people think about and talk about. So when it comes to sales, it's not something that people think about experimenting in a lot, A/B testing in sales or anything like that. But it's the same fucking thing, right? In sales, I mean, everything – and this is something we were telling clients when we were running Elastic Sales, and we would take on board B2B startups that had raised money and that needed to figure out a sales model that was kind of predictable and repeatable and scalable, was telling them that just like you have to find product market fit, you have to find, you know, sales market fit. You have to experiment. You have to figure out what type of selling, what type of salesperson, what type of lead generation, what type of price point. Like, there's lots of things that we need to figure out to know how to successfully sell this product. And so, you know, when it comes to like what kind of experiments can you run in sales, well, there's a million ones, right? It starts with running experiments, how to generate leads. Let's just not even talk about inbound because that's something where marketing helps. Outbound, even then, right? If you want to do outbound sales, you could scrape lists, you could research them on LinkedIn, you could buy them on certain websites, you can do a number, you can heavily have your sales team go out and reach out to current customers and get referrals to generate leads. There's many ways that you can generate lead lists for your sales team, and you have to run some experiments to figure out what lead sources are better than others for us, and which one of these that are better than others are big enough that they are going to be able to really service our sales team for a long period of time. That's one. You can run experiments around how to reach out to these leads, right? How to generate the first touch point. Should we call or should we email? Or should we fax? Like, we had a customer once that sold EHR systems, tablet-based EHR systems for doctors, And we found out that faxing doctors versus calling them or emailing them was an incredibly effective way to reach out. I would have never thought in a million years that that would have worked. And up until that point, I thought nobody was using a fax machine anymore. It's like, fax machines? Are you guys crazy? But it was one experiment that we ran. One guy on the team had the idea for it. We ran it. It worked. And it's like one of these beautiful things. It's an experiment in sales where it's like, oh, this is a way to reach out, a channel to reach out that usually nobody thinks about. But for this particular customer, it's very effective, especially because most other people won't use it. Sending text messages. There's many ways to reach out to people. And you can run experiments on which of these channels are channels that will help me reach my target customer more often and in a better quality way. And then once you reach out, you know, there's all kinds of experiments you can run in terms of how to gather somebody's interest. So in an email, it can be experimenting with subject lines, with you know, obviously the body of the text with a call to action at the end, experimenting with the time that you send an email and all that, with calls, the same thing, what time you call, what day you call. What is the first sentence? What is your sales script, the structure of the conversation that you're having? I mean, it could go on forever, right? There's almost nothing in the sales process that you can't experiment with. And most people, because it's sales and in selling, we haven't talked about experiments as much as in other areas in startups. I think people think that they don't think about selling as a space where you continuously have to run experiments and where it's, again, you have to have hypothesis, you have different ideas around it, and then you go and you test it and you figure it out. They think we need to sit here in a vacuum and come up with the way that we're going to be selling, and then we're just going to very rigidly follow that plan. And if it doesn't work, usually the first reaction that people have in sales is, let's just do more. Oh, we're calling 200 people a day and we only reach one person. Let's call 400 people a day, right? They just go with more action versus stepping back and going, maybe we need to try something else, run a different experiment, figure something out. They don't have that flexibility because we have not talked about, written about, and exchanged enough ideas around experimenting in selling. But I could go on for hours and what experiments you could run in sales, and still would not be enough time.
Yeah, I love that. It's almost like marketing for me.
Yeah.
And I could go off for hours about marketing. I think in marketing, all of marketing is experimentation, whether somebody understands it or not. So it's probably easier to talk about experimentation in marketing. If you're going to go, you know, do, you know, 10 tweets, one of them is going to work better than the rest of them, or maybe a couple will, right? Or if you're going to go buy some ads, you get to test one ad against another ad. So I think there are some concepts like marketing or categories, industries, areas of your business, whatever you want to call it, like marketing, where experimentation is kind of a norm. So I really love how you basically use the marketing experimentation methodology, if you want to call it that, which is just try stuff and see what worked in sales. And you know, I'm gonna try kind of a whole nother area. I'm going to actually stick to sales. One of my favorite things is, like, you know, one of the recommendations people have in sales where you hire two salespeople at the same time instead of one, especially when you're starting out. So, you know, it's a form of experimentation in my mind. It's also a form of validation. So if two people can sell your product effectively, then it's better than one. And then, you know, it's not a fluke, and you can actually even run more experiments early on to figure out how to scale your business.